This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it.
Happy New Year, baby! How you doing? How you feeling? You excited for the new year? Welcome back to the show. Listen, on this episode, I thought it'd be suitable for our first episode of the year to discuss resolutions and goals for the new year. But specifically, I want to share something with you that often is overlooked, which is really overlooked when it comes to approaching your goals, your yearly goals and your resolutions and the things that you want to accomplish for the new year. I'm going to share with you what that strategy is because it's a really powerful one and it could make the difference, literally that makes the difference between you actually accomplishing your goals this year and sticking with your resolutions or making them stick. Because by now, you know, you've probably reflected on the past year. You've probably started setting or at least started thinking about setting some resolutions and goals for the new year ahead. And you know what? It's also likely that your New Year's resolutions really aren't all that new at all. They're probably a continuation of what you didn't accomplish this past year but want to accomplish this year. So here's the big question. What you gonna do differently? What you're going to do differently this year to hit your targets? What will you do? What will you do to improve your life, to achieve your goals, to break bad habits, to build better ones in their place? What will you do differently this year to hit your targets that you have not done in the past? Here's my suggestion. Focus on the practice. Focus on the practice. Perform the practice. Once you've set your resolutions, once you've developed a clear vision of what you want, the goals you want to achieve, the outcomes you'd like to have happen, set it all aside and begin to focus on the practice. What I mean by that is, both in personal development and in professional development, we're taught to set big goals, right? To develop a vision of what it feels like to accomplish them. But if you've already done these things before, if you've already set the goals and envisioned your success and you still can't seem to succeed, what's the missing piece of the puzzle? It's the practice. It's the practice. When a world-class archer thinks about archery, right? He doesn't think about what it feels like to hit the bullseye 100 times in a row, right? He thinks about the steps required to produce that level of mastery. He envisions the process, how to hold the bow, the way his fingers wrap around it as he loads the arrow and positions it. He envisions his stance, his positioning, the way he points it, every little minute detail. And most importantly, he does this every day. He has a practice. He doesn't have to do a practice. He has the practice. It's part of him. That's the joy of what he does, right? To give you another example, say you go in for surgery, right? What if you go in for surgery? You had to go in there and you had to do a serious heart surgery, open heart surgery, and the surgeon comes up to you and he says, hey, you know what? Don't worry, dude. I've been thinking about this. You know, I've been thinking, doing some positive thinking. I've been visualizing a successful surgery all day. You know what, man? We got this. How are you going to feel if your surgeon says that to you? You'd probably be wondering if you had the right surgeon, right? You don't care half as much about how much the surgeon has visualized success as much as you care about how much he has practiced. How many mock surgeries has that guy done? How many real surgeries has that guy performed? What's his success ratio? How, you know, does he perform surgeries regularly, weekly, monthly, yearly? When was his last surgery? Where does he practice medicine, right? What makes us think, you and I think, that we should approach our own goals and resolutions any differently than the surgeon who mercilessly prepares and practices prior to slicing your skin open and performing surgery on your body? Some people might say, that's too, dude, you're being too serious, man. That's way too serious. Well, are your goals serious? Are your resolutions serious? Are you serious about your life? Right? Are you serious about actually accomplishing something this year? Then also get serious about the practice. Get diligent about the practice. patiently practice, love the practice, pursue the practice, because really that's the goal anyway, right? Of course, you got to define your goals, you got to define your resolutions, you got to review them regularly. But if we want to hit those goals, we want to hit those targets, we got to remember to focus on the practice, because the practice is always more important than any goal, any resolution that we could ever set. That's the joy of life. That's the fulfillment of life. That's the path of mastery. So here's how to put this idea in action, right? Define your role. Step number one, what's the primary role or domain that you want to operate within, right? That could be business professional. That could be business consultant. That could be writer. That could be speaker. It could be athlete. It could be mom. It could be dad. It could be real estate agent. It could be bodybuilder. It could be anything, right? What's your role? What's the industry or domain that you operate within? And then you want to clarify the goal for that role. So you have the role. Number two, step two, is to clarify the goal. Next, write down the biggest resolution or goal that you'd like to accomplish this year. Again, if you've already done your resolutions, it's likely that you've already done this. You want to clarify specifically what your ideal outcome looks like. If everything goes the way that you want it to go, what does it look like and how does it feel to have successfully accomplished this goal, this resolution, 12 months from now, okay? And then most importantly, step three, pick the practice. Pick the practice. Finally, write down at least one thing, one practice that you can engage yourself in on a daily basis, or at the very least, on a weekly basis to help you achieve your long-term goal. So for example, if you're a writer and your goal is to write a book by the end of the year and your practice is to write every day, then you want to also, step four, plan that practice. Then you want a time block on your calendar. You want to schedule it. I will write for 2 hours every single day, no matter what. And you do it. You plan the practice. You perform the practice. That's the final step. Every day, mercilessly, no matter what, perform the practice. Show up. Do the work. So finally, the philosophy behind all of this, just think of your practice as something that you have rather than something that you have to do in order to achieve another goal or a resolution. The practice is the goal. Enjoying the practice is the goal, right? That's the purpose. So, you know, once you reach your goal, you're not gonna be happy. You're happiest while you're in pursuit of the goal. And that's the beautiful irony of it all, right? We plan and we practice, we sweat, we cry, we work our asses off for hours and hours and days and weeks on end, all in hopes of achieving a goal. And then what happens? Once we achieve that great big goal, all we really want to do is just get back to planning and practicing and working our asses off. So work the practice, right? Define the role that you have, clarify the goal within that role, pick the practice, plan the practice, and perform the practice. And you will have a year in which you'll be living like you give a damn. Happy New Year, you guys. Love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode.